Of course, as always, Republican chances may come down largely to which target they have on the Democrat side. Even with her facelift or Botox or whatever she had done, do you think maybe Hillary's starting to wear a little bit thin, even for some of her Democrat fan club?
Yeah, well, maybe not for her fans, but, you know, how many Yale-educated lesbians are there? Certainly not enough for the national election.
Check, so, please.
Well, there you go. Over and out, Roger.
She's never been all that welcome in...
Shoot out the lights and call the law.
She's never been all that welcome in Democratic Party ranks, and she's getting less so. You know, you can see it in the Zelig candidacy of Barack Obama, Barack Hussein Obama.
That's right.
And he has clearly gained a lot of ground on her, and in national polls it now looks about even, which is pretty much the death knell for the inevitable candidate. Once you know
of all of the weird stuff that's happened in this campaign, and there's always something in every presidential campaign, but can you believe John Edwards campaigning in South Carolina with the ultra-left-wing actor from San Francisco, good friend of Venezuelan dictator Hugo Chavez, Danny Glover? How is that going to work in one of the most militaristic states in the country?
Well, the answer is the Democratic Party in South Carolina is mostly African-American, or at least about half. So it's pretty close to an even divide, I guess. I'll have to check the figures, but there is a very strong, in the Democratic primary, there's a very strong African-American component, and Danny Glover, Edwards figures, is going to help him with that component.
You know,
he may be right. But, you know, you didn't really have to finish your sentence. You could have stopped. Can you imagine anything stranger than John Edwards campaigning? You know, that's
right there.
That's the end of it. I can't.
Is that campaign over?
No, but it's over except as a vanity exercise. This is kind of like vanity publishing. This is vanity presidential campaign. This is the I feel pretty presidential campaign.
And you look so pretty, too.